Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll have complete market details for you coming up right after this.
Hey, neighbors, our friend Don Sheber's got a good supply of some great seed wheat for you for planting this fall, including Bentley, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Endurance, all great OSU wheat varieties. All four varieties are certified, cleaned, and ready for delivery. The quality is exceptional this year. Germination, excellent. You can call Don to get more information and to book your seed, 405-880-2950. Don Sheber Seed Wheat, 405-880-2950.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, firm to strong support was seen through the feeder cattle market today, which helped to spark some light interest in the live cattle complex. The live cattle futures were trading steady to 60 cents higher today, but the lack of volume created some late-day volatility. Corn prices were lower in light trade, with September corn futures about 1 cent lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 15 points higher, while the NASDAQ is up 15 points. And live cattle futures trade remained sluggish throughout the entire trading session, but the support seen in feeder cattle trade, as well as buyers looking for additional support from weaker cash corn markets, helped to hold early gains. Cash cattle activity was quiet with no bids developing, while asking prices started to slowly develop around $122 in the south and $192 in the north, but it's likely going to be toward the end of the week before trade actually develops. Strong gains continued to hold through the feeder cattle futures complex today. The overall support in the cattle complex is not surprising given the strength seen over the last week, but there seems to be very little support moving back into the market once prices move towards that $150 level. This could continue to limit trade activity as the threshold for the next couple of days. The lack of direction in the corn complex continues to spark some underlying interest in the feeder cattle markets. And grain futures were modestly lower today, showing signs of settling into trading ranges ahead of Friday's much-anticipated USDA reports. Outside markets are also fairly quiet, which may be a sign of strength as investors take final vacations of the summer. Corn prices were a little lower, keeping to a range of 4 cents so far. Meanwhile, a larger-than-expected drop in weekly crop ratings firmed prices initially, but the market sold off into the start of trading in Europe. Soybeans were lower, with profit taking noted after crop ratings held steady as expected on Monday. And wheat prices were lower also, held back by sluggish exports, large supplies, and weakness in other crops. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.